My son was Sergeant First Class Christopher Domay, and he died 17 days after his 29th birthday. He was a very active child and a beautiful little boy, and very much a leader. From the day he was born, all the little girls at church would chase him down the aisle. It was like at two, he was in leadership, you know. He was an Army Ranger, and he was killed on his 14th deployment. And my son is the most deployed soldier in American history to be killed in action. The night I received the knock on the door, I heard a knock, and I looked out, and it looked like it was a cop. And I thought, oh, what is a cop doing here? I haven't done anything. And so they just kept knocking, and it was like this. It scared me. The minute I opened the door, you know, the two guys in uniform, I knew exactly why they were there, and I just looked at them and said, is my son dead? And they just said, may we come in, ma'am? And then they gave me the news. After they told me, I said to them, you know, I've been a single mom. I've been to hell and back. You can leave now. And they said, we can't leave until someone comes to be with you. So I called my best friend, and I just said, Christopher was killed. Bam, she and her husband were there. And then the worst call I ever had to make in my life was Christopher's younger brother, Kyle. So the grieving process is very hard. It blows up your whole life, your whole brain. One study said that you are only operating on 15% of your emotional margin, but within a month after your kid is killed, everybody wants you to be who you were, and you'll never be that person again. So I'm on year 7. About year 5, I felt like I could think again. But I can't multitask. I have to hyper-focus to get anything done. And if I have stress in my life, that's it. Because there's still that stress of processing. My son is dead. The last time I talked to him, it was by Skype, and I'll never forget his face. He just looked like this innocent young man. And we just had a really great conversation. And interestingly enough, it was the first deployment I didn't feel nervous about. I wasn't anxious. And actually, he was on the deployment that he was killed because somebody else had broken their leg. And my daughter-in-law had a really bad feeling about it. I didn't. I was just like totally in peace about it. So it was really a shock. But I will tell you, when I met the young man who broke his leg, I was very thankful. He was my ranger escort for my first Memorial Day when the Army flew me back to Fort Bragg. I really wanted to talk to him. I don't want him to carry any survivor guilt, which he did. I don't believe death is in our hands. I do believe that God, he decides the day we're born and we die, and time in between is ours to do with whatever we want to do with it.